This Carrie and Tommy catch-up will leave you feeling stress-free. So will Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Don't lie awake wondering. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.
Oh, yeah, it is here, Friday Eve. Hello to you, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello to you, Buzz. We're still in a high, aren't we, Tommy?
Oh, yeah. What a oath we are, Bickers. And for a couple of reasons.
Yep. One, because it is my beautiful son Ollie's 12th birthday today. Happy birthday, Ollie. Oh,
did you get him something better than the tennis
You
grip,
know I did, grip? And you still don't think it's good enough. We'll discuss that later. I think he did very well for himself.
Did you? Do you?
Yeah, he did.
Yep, okay. We'll talk about that later in the show.
We have different parenting styles, mate. You do you and you. I'll do me.
Yeah. I'm not very present.
You're not very hands-on,
are you? No, I'm not very hands-on.
Up next, though, guys.
Yeah.
Yes, yesterday was amazing. Still on a high. Yes.
Yeah. Right, so yesterday.
I thought Carrie was going to go into detail about it. Would you like me to?
Well, I just talked for a bit about my son, so I thought maybe you guys could carry the
yesterday
load.
Yesterday we gave a young girl named Ella the trip of a lifetime to go see Taylor Swift live in Paris after having a pretty tough trot herself for the last kind of year or so. And yesterday you heard us talking and how that kind of went down.
And the payoff, the reaction very much at the end when she found out she'd won the trip.
Yes, which she was in a car for, which was a fake Uber, driven by one of our producers. But up next, you are going to hear the audio from inside that car to hear all the stuff that you
As
didn't
she
get
discovered
to hear.
That she was the winner of these tickets.
Makes me smile just thinking about it. We'll get to that next.
Gives me tingles.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Our beautiful surprise we did for Ella yesterday. Yep. To pull off this surprise where she won tickets to go see Taylor Swift was a massive undertaking. Yes. We used her mum, Tam, a lot because Tam was the one that was instigating, like doing the work on the family side while we did the work on the radio side. And I caught up with Tam after we pulled off the surprise yesterday. Yes. She came to the project. We were talking afterwards and I just discovered just how hard it was to keep things a secret from Ella. So she surprised Ella with a trip, she said, to Melbourne to go see a show, right? And she said the whole time she was aware that Ella wanted to go see the Harry Potter.
Right.
But she told her she was coming to see Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
If you didn't tune in yesterday as well, the reason we became aware of Ella was because she'd heard she had a tough time. She had a brain tumor removed.
Yes.
And so her mum wanted to do something nice for her, give her a bit of pep in the step, and we wanted to do the same.
And so Ella was slightly annoyed they were seeing Charlie when she wanted to see Harry Potter. And then her mum said, well, the surprise is I've actually got your Harry Potter tickets. But then Ella went online and said it comes in two parts and tonight's part two, so we've missed part one. So then she was quite annoyed that they'd missed half of this thing that they were never going to go see in the first place.
Yeah.
But Tam said she was sitting waiting to be told when it was time to come down into the fake Uber, and she got a text message and she walked away from her phone and the message had the name saved as Producer Bell, which is our Bell, right? And that Ella picked up the phone and that's it. She thought the whole thing was going to come undone at that moment. But Producer Bell smartly had written Uber 5 minutes away. And so she just thought it was a message from the Uber driver saying the Uber was 5 minutes away.
Isn't
she didn't.
So
isn't
lucky.
It? Because when
but
you
that
don't
was Bell and not Producer Caitlin. Caitlin would have written Taylor Swift giveaway car. Downstairs, don't tell Ella.
And then she said the whole time, Tam, the mum, was listening with headphones to our radio show, right? And she had her headphones in and Ella was going, what are you listening to, mum? And Tam goes, a podcast. Ella goes, you don't even know how to download the podcast app, right? And so the whole time, Tam thought she's onto me and she had no idea.
She had no idea. And so when they did get in the car yesterday, you won't have heard the audio of in the car. This was Ella, as she heard it.
Oh, give me some music while I bugger around. Sorry.
Oh, that's appropriate music. My favourite.
Still, without a doubt, my favourite Taylor Swift song of all time. That is Love Story with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little right around Australia.
Because it is time. We have the two final tickets to see Taylor Swift live in Paris. What are we talking about?
In Paris!
Some of the first people in the world to see Taylor perform tracks from her new album.
What?
These tickets aren't on sale. They can't be bought. They're the very last two we have.
Yep.
You go to Paris, you go with a friend, accommodation, see her live in the internet. This is going to be literally the trip of a lifetime.
A money can't buy experience. Yeah.
And we have a winner.
We have a winner.
Oh.
Now, if you have entered and you're listening right now and you are somewhere across this beautiful country of ours and you know you've entered, but you don't know if you've won yet, this could be you.
All right, listen up closely. The winner is currently in a car.
Currently in a car.
In fact, hello, winner. We know you're listening to our show right now.
And you're a huge Taylor Swift fan.
You've got gorgeous blonde hair.
Are we talking female or male?
Female.
How can it be? Yeah, it's dope.
How old, Bickers?
19.
And I bet you're not in the car by yourself.
No, you're in the car with two other people right now.
One of those people you think is an Uber driver. It's not. It's a blonde person. And she's probably giving you a wave right now. We know you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, but this is not why we've chosen you. We've chosen you because we know that you've had a really tough year, but that you're so strong and so resilient.
We also know that your family loves you very much, and that we couldn't have done this surprise without one really important person in your life, your mum.
That important person, your mum, is sitting right with you now.
By the way, welcome to Melbourne. You've come here thinking you're going to see the show tonight. You're not going to see the show tonight.
No. You're going to Paris to see Taylor Swift perform live.
Your name
has four letters in it. Your name starts with an E.
Yes.
Your mum's name starts with a T. And if there is someone else listening and it still applies to you, not the person we're talking about, we are going to be absolutely amazed.
If you look out of your window right now, you will actually see us.
Oh my God, her reaction is so, so perfect. If you want to see the video of that, it is on our socials. It is phenomenal. I can't even speak. Honestly, it is so amazing. It is so pure.
It makes me emotional
and
now,
so happy. And I love that. I love that we were able to do that. So at Carrie Tommy Show is where you can see the video of that. It's amazing.
Good stuff. And today, we're going to do the same thing again. We've got two more Taylor Swift tickets.
I don't have the energy, mate. I'm so exhausted from yesterday.
Well, perk on up because I've got a new segment for you next that might just rock the radio landscape.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, because as we mentioned when we spoke to Ella, this show goes all around our great nation. Mm. And it could be anyone in our great nation that wins a prize. And I think we're focusing a little too much just on Australia. Right? I think sometimes we ignore news from our fondest of neighbours.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
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 From across the Dutch.
Oh, because.
So, just to be clear, though, our show doesn't go
in an
across
accent.
The ditch.
Stop
though.
It. You're not doing it right. This is Tommy. Okay. And
the show doesn't go across the ditch, though, does it?
No.
But we can... Irish. Doesn't go to Ireland either.
No. But we can still celebrate the news from across the ditch.
I don't think I know how to do it.
It's not news from Mumbai.
I think because, I might just stay in.
Geez, with your tan the way it is too, I don't reckon you can do that accent.
Oh, no.
Bickers, would you like the first news story?
I am percolating currently.
Would you like the first news story?
Why are you crying?
Because I just want to get to the first
why
story.
Why does speaking in a Kiwi accent mean you speak right up about five octaves?
I don't know, because I have to start down the bottom and go up as the sentence goes along. Anyway, Hugh Jackman has arrived in Auckland. What's that? Hugh Jackman? Who's that? He's Wolverine. Anyway, he's the Australian-born actor and singer is here. He's across
start
the
Start again. Go down an octave. No. It's really annoying.
Sorry. Next news story. Here we go.
Hold on. So all you're telling me is that Hugh Jackman's arrived
if
in New Zealand.
If you're across the ditch, that's a big news story.
What's the point of this whole segment?
Next news story. Have you been in Christchurch recently and thought, there are not enough Lime scooters? I have. And I found out why. Because a 37-year-old has stolen... How many of them? 50. He's stolen 50 Lime scooters. How much do you reckon that's worth, Bickmore?
I don't know. I prefer Bickmore's.
In the accent.
Bits. Bickmore's bits is better than this.
No, it's not. They're worth $37,500. And you're thinking, blimey. And I'm thinking, yes. So, do you know what the longest Lime e-scooter ride in Auckland is?
What?
25.1 kilometres. And in Christchurch, 19.2 kilometres. All that on a scooter? Yes.
Do you know the only thing I can say in a New Zealand accent? What? My friend in the fridge.
My friend in the fridge. That's a good start. But more, how about we throw it over to you, Carrie, for the last news story from across the ditch.
No, I can't do that accent.
Here we go. Just
my friend
read,
in the fridge.
Just read the last news story from across the ditch. No. Just read the last news story.
I don't feel like this
read
is funny.
Read the last news story from across the ditch.
My friend in the fridge. I've got to get in there.
Read the last
Otara I can't.
Read the last. Well, just read it.
It's Otara new. Shooting, which left teenager injured, was
Hang
accidental.
On. What? What? This is lighthearted news. Why would you read? Not that one, mate. Oh. The bottom one. Why were you reading about a teenager being shot? Oh, Bickmore.
That's why you I thought have, it was a bit
oh,
weird.
Oh, mate, you've ruined news from across the ditch.
What the hell was that?
Is that the first and last time we'll hear this segment on air?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, I don't think so.
I better play the opener again just in case.
We interrupt this broadcast with breaking news.
Here is the latest news.
The latest news.
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 From across the Dutch.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country. We are here this week for Rescue Sleep, traditionally used to help you fall asleep. Use only as directed.
Can you hear that?
Why are you spraying it on the microphone?
Just so you can hear it, I'm just rescue sleeping. Mmm, delish.
I mean, that sounds a lot weirder than it looked, can I just say?
Although now's not the time I want to be going to sleep, but also it's it'll calm my thoughts.
Just a couple of sprays and you've just drenched. That microphone's going to be asleep in no time.
I think I also got the nozzle in the wrong direction. I just bit it in my eye, bit in my ear.
Can you hear that? That's a woman who doesn't know how to use a spray bottle.
It's a woman that buys awesome birthday presents.
She buys the worst presents. It's your son Ollie's birthday. And
you'll love what I got him this year.
Oh, okay. We're going to find out what it is next. You have a history of the worst presents of all time.
He loves them. His words last night, best present ever, Mum.
Oh. Get him rescue sleep spray.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, heaps still to come, but right now.
Sorry, I'm puffing. Ollie just got home from school and we're broadcasting from the granny flat and I just wanted to show him his new room that I gave a little makeover.
He gave his room a makeover for his birthday.
Yes. He's got a very hard bed and he always complains about it, so I got a mattress topper for him and I put it under his doona.
Yes.
And I said, look what I got you, and we laid down and now he's got a comfy bed.
And the doona cover is the wrong size?
Look, it is a double bed doona cover for a single bed doona, but I mean, they're the details that
we don't need to focus on. People might not know your history of gift giving to Ollie, and they might think, Carrie, she's thoughtful, she'd be great at giving gifts. This is what you did last year. I said, what did you get him? And I think you knew it was bad because you told it to me like this. You go, I got him a new tennis racket. And I thought, that's awesome. And then you are this, and I got him a new tennis racket, grip. And I said, sorry? And you go, I got him a new tennis racket, grip.
Okay, the grip on his tennis racket was coming undone.
All you did was replace the grip on his tennis racket, and then you wrapped up the whole tennis racket like that was a present.
Kids just like unwrapping lots of things, so I thought the more
you
things he
wrapped
has
up
to
his
unwrap.
Old tennis racket.
Well, are you not going to be excited by what we got him this year?
But hang on, can we just focus on, because you just said you rearranged his room and stuff. Yeah.
I got him a new picture.
Yes.
And a mattress topper.
Yes. And then I said, because I've seen the room, and it looks great. But I said, this looks like a boy's room that's been made by a girl because it's real neat and stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, isn't it funny, these pictures and stuff? Because back when I was a kid, I had pictures of like basketballs that I'd cut out and footy players that I got from the paper and stuff.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, yeah, his cupboard was covered in those, and that's what I took down.
No, he just had some stuck to his old ones from when he was younger of, like, Pokemon and stuff. And I know he's not into them anymore, and he wanted a more mature teenager's room.
Yeah.
So I got rid of that, and I made it really stylish.
Because boys couldn't remove their own pictures when they were over them.
Oh, he's too lazy to
anyway, do that. So you got rid of those.
He really needed a new bat. Cricket bat.
Yes.
And I told Chris, and then I came home last night, and I said, oh, is that still his old bat? And he said, yep. I've decided we could probably just regroup the handle. So not only did he get last year a regrouped tennis racket, this year he got a regrouped cricket bat. But that's not the exciting bit.
Okay, so you reckon you've broken the mold of you being a bad present giver?
I think you're going to mock me and you're going to say to me that this is a terrible present. However, the words from my son last night were, in a really sweet voice, I gave him one of his gifts the night before because he really wanted one the night before. Yep. And he said after he opened it, Mum, that's the best gift ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Even better
so
than the re-gripped tennis racket and the new grip on the bat. Oh, my gosh.
He's
this is going to be massive. What are you thinking, Buzz? What are you thinking? Like BMX or maybe Maybe even like a trip somewhere.
Yeah, I'm even thinking
it's his 12th birthday.
That's pretty big.
That's BMX. That's prime time skateboard. Maybe a phone.
Oh yeah,
maybe like a smartphone or something.
I mean, I would have just loved a new cricket bat, to be honest. Nothing better than going out with a brand new PlayStation games.
Yeah. Okay, what are we talking, Bickers? Hang on. Do we need a drum roll, Buzzy?
All right, here we go. Yeah.
We got him a thermos.
That's weird. I didn't play that. That's really strange how that just happened.
I thought you said Ollie was 12 and not 80.
He said to me a couple of weeks ago, Mum, I'm finding your sandwich is really boring. I'd really like to take some pasta for lunch. Can you get me a thermos? And I thought, why not get it for his birthday present?
Because it's something he needs for school and that's not presents.
Well, I got him two.
Did you?
Because there was multiple sizes. I didn't know whether he'd want the aluminium one or the plastic one. They were different shapes. He did say this morning when he opened the second one, oh, two thermoses.
Yeah. Not many kids at school have two thermoses. I think the plural for thermoses. That's right.
A thermi?
I got you some thermi.
He's very excited. And then I made him pasta this morning so he could take it in his thermos.
Oh, my God. What did Mum get you? A thermos? No.
I got him other cool stermos stuff as well.
Yes,
I
took all his pictures down and then you gave him two thermi.
I gave him a Space Talk watch so that he's got...
They sponsor our show. You gave him a free watch. Hey,
it's
Ollie,
bras
and things have given me some bras that don't quite fit. You can have them for Christmas if you want.
He wanted a phone and I don't want to give him a phone yet, but this way he can text
Ollie, a Blackmores. I'm doing an endorsement for Blackmores. You can have some of my women's Ultivite. Would you like some of those? I've taken all the pictures off
present.
The walls.
You saw his face just then after I took him up to see his new bedroom topper, his mattress topper.
His mattress
I know it
topper.
Sounds bad, but they're little small things that he's very excited about.
Okay, sure. So what do we want to do?
I don't know. You're the one that's mocking me. He's quite happy. I'm happy. That's all that matters.
I'm happy to do, is a thermos a good present for a 12-year-old? Give us a call, 13 10 60.
I'd
love to hear
it
from? I'd love to hear from if 12-year-olds and people that have access to 12-year-olds. If your parents in cars with you, I need you to pull over. If you're at home, get your 12-year-olds on the phone, and I want to hear either what you got when you were 12 for your birthday, or what your 12-year-old got. Anyone who has had a 12th birthday, give us a call and tell us what you got for that birthday.
All right. They got a thermos.
I don't reckon they would have. 13 10 60, that's the number. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're talking about how I gave Ollie the best present ever. In his words, yeah, oh, Mum, that is the best present ever.
Yes, and he's not lying, because the other presents he's got include having his tennis racket re-gripped when he wanted a new racket. He asked for a new cricket bat. He got his cricket bat re-gripped.
Mate,
and
we're
then
a wasteful
you started
society.
Palming
we
off
don't need to buy new things all the time.
Started palming off stuff that you get for free to him.
No! I bought him with my own hard-earned money a thermos, okay?
Yes.
In fact, I bought him two thermoses because I wasn't sure which thermos he would like.
I bet you it was a two-pack and they're on special.
No, they're different ones.
And don't forget, you ripped all his pictures off his wall.
A couple of Pokemon pictures from when he was six. He's not missing them, okay?
So we're asking, what did you get when you were 12?
People would love a thermos.
Taryn, do you reckon people would love a thermos?
Yeah, well, I've got an 11-year-old. I got her a thermos for her birthday.
Thank you, Taryn.
And what else did you get her, Taryn?
Oh, I gave her $100 too.
Imagine
I've still got some more gifts to come.
Imagine how many thermi you could get for $100. Taryn, was it a cool thermos? Like, did it have fun stuff on it?
No, it was from Kmart.
Yeah, it's the same. It's where,
Yeah, I know, but plus $100.
Okay, I've got to lift my game there, but it's still time. The day's not over.
Let's go to Claire. Claire, what did you get? Is it your daughter or your son?
It was my daughter. She turned 12 last year, and I got her a husky puppy.
And I'm assuming, Claire, is husky puppy a brand of thermos?
No, it's a... It's a real life puppy dog.
Oh my gosh.
He has been asking for a puppy but that's way too much work for me.
Yeah, you guys would get him a lead and then say you do the rest. Or one of the bags of dog poo that Shonda's been stashing. Claire, what was the reaction like to the husky?
Yeah, she was ecstatic. We actually organised with the breeders about 6 months before, and then it turned out that she was born about a month and a half before her birthday.
So we got to take her
to go and visit her and everything, and she was ecstatic.
Did you hear the words, "Oh my gosh, Mum, that is the best present ever," from her
mouth? Yes, I did. Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe your daughter's got higher standards than mine, because my son was very happy with his dad.
And you can't fill a husky with pasta and take it to school, so maybe it's not so bad.
Oh, Charlie's got to be on my side. Charlie, what do you think about a thermos as a present?
I reckon it's pretty disappointing.
Charlie, how old are you?
12.
And what did you get for your birthday?
Tickets to see the Harry Potter play.
the first and the second part, Charlie?
Yeah.
I would have just got him the first.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Buzzy, quick check on the socials, please.
Hey, dude.
Have you heard the latest?
Maybe it'll blow your mind.
Totally viral.
Surf it, scroll it, throws it, click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it.
Oh, my God, everyone's talking about it.
What's the apps on the apps?
Now, I've been, I premiered the new, brand new segment.
News from across the Dutch. Are you going to tell me that someone liked it?
It was pretty, pretty universally not supported by who are meant to be my most supportive friends in the world, my co-hosts and team.
Your best mates are honest friends. That's what the story is.
Well, apparently not, because I got a message on Instagram. I'm from New Zealand and absolutely lost it, New Zealand accent. Best one I've heard anyone do. Couldn't stop laughing. So it's back tomorrow, guys. Good stuff.
Do you laugh when you think something's good?
Yeah,
do you
absolutely.
Laugh when you think something's bad, I think?
Both. Mm. And I'll take either.
Speaking of good.
Yes.
One of our producers, Caitlin, had the job yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Of being the Uber driver when we gave Ella the surprise of a lifetime.
Yes.
We put her in a car. She thought she was going in an Uber, but it was a car being driven by our producer, Caitlin.
Yep.
And over the radio, we announced the winner of the two tickets to go see Taylor Swift in Paris and that she was the winner.
So Caitlin could have ruined it all.
She could have ruined it all. And there was a lot riding on this because Ella's had a very tough year. She's recovering from having a brain tumour removed. It was highly, there's a lot of emotions at stake. Her mum had been invested in this. It was all happening.
Yes.
So there was a lot of pressure on Caitlin not to stuff it up. She had to time her arrival to meet up with our show time to make sure she didn't miss it. There's a lot going on.
I thought, well, Caitlin will just be herself. But no, Caitlin had other ideas.
Caitlin's short-lived life as an Uber driver began with a rehearsal of all her important lines, like her hello.
Hi, how are you going?
But her most important line was to get Tam's name right. And she needed to practice her lie about why there were cameras in the car.
You know, just being a female Uber driver, like, I'm sure you don't get a lot of them. It's just for safety. Yeah.
Before she knew it, the moment was here. Lucky she'd rehearsed.
Hi, is it Tam? Yeah?
Tam and Ella?
We had briefed Caitlin to stay pretty quiet so as not to arouse too much suspicion. But that was never going to happen. We, in fact, got her whole life story.
I moved to Melbourne when I was 23 from Gold Coast.
All right.
Yeah. Just because it's the big city and more opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
Great.
Yeah, tried my hand at it.
We heard about her sporting pursuits.
A lot of my friends that I play touch with.
Oh, you play touch football.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is good.
Something you should get into, touch football.
The weather got a mention.
Oh, yeah, very warm. Like, compared to here. I've just never experienced a cold like it.
There was a theatre review.
Oh, yes. It's like a two-day thing, that Harry Potter. Yeah, it's very good.
And she even had insights on the Gold Coast's burgeoning foodie scene.
And they're trying now to have, you know, more of a food lifestyle scene. When I go back and see family, but other than that, it's pretty bland.
But Caitlin's commitment to character was second to none. Yesterday, she was a female Uber driver.
As a girl, it's a bit different, I suppose. Not many people get female Uber drivers.
And apparently, even fake drivers know about the female Uber driver community.
Yeah, there's a few female Melbourne drivers.
Yeah.
We actually have a community too where you can book a female Uber driver if you want.
To
feel safer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it is good.
And when you're a fake Uber driver and you need to stall for time to pull off an audacious radio surprise, you drive at 10 kilometres an hour and explain it away like this.
These streets can be a bit dodgy, that's why I'm going slow, because people fly up and over this hill.
Oh, right.
He's good, he's not going too quick.
Real natural, I reckon.
Caitlin, I'm so impressed with how deep undercover you got. Have you managed to get out of character, or are you now a female Uber driver?
No, I'm not a female Uber driver. I'm a producer.
You're back
show.
To radio producer?
Yep.
Okay.
You loved it though, didn't you?
Oh my God.
It was fun.
It was actually really fun, but listening back to that is actually ridiculous.
Have you seen the Harry Potter show?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I was like, when I was listening to your review, and you're like, it's really good. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Caitlin hasn't seen that.
No, that's what you got to do. You've really got to get into character.
I love it.
You can never be too in character, can you?
I'm all for it, and I'd love to celebrate it. 13, 10, 60. Mm. Have you gone too deep? Was it just meant to be a surprise? and you've just taken it too far.
Yeah.
And like Caitlin, giving yourself a whole backstory, made up a whole community of people that
completely
you've never met.
Completely unnecessary.
Giving reviews of shows that you haven't seen to people who clearly were going, okay. And what I love too, Caitlin, is not one question was asked of you. You just went with all the information.
Yeah, I love at one point you were talking about something and Tam goes, okay. Yeah. Like, all right, I've had enough from you, chatty Uber driver.
You just went into, so anyway, I moved here. And it was like, there was no question.
All right.
Giving your whole origin story.
Give us a buzz. 13, 10, 60. Have you done it, Caitlin? Have you overcommitted to being a character? We'll take your calls.
Or surprise. I'll take surprise parties, anything like that. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Talking about when you go a bit too deep into your character, into your surprise, because we were surprising young Ellie yesterday with Taylor Swift tickets and we needed a fake Uber driver. Mm. That was our producer, Caitlin. And she gave her a whole life story.
Yeah, she moved down from Gold Coast because, she needed a change. Wanted to be in the big smoke, but it's so cold down here.
Talked about the Uber driver female community that she's not a part of.
the emerging restaurant scene in the Gold Coast.
Gave her a review of a place she hasn't seen.
She hasn't seen Harry Potter. I mean, it's good, but.
Sophie, what happened to you?
In year 10, we went to Warrandyte for a band camp overnight, and the entire time I pretended I was actually an exchange student from California.
Tell me about your story. What's your family like back in California?
Well, my dad was actually a paramedic over there, and he was really, really talented. So they brought him out over to Australia for 6 months, and here I am.
And what's your favourite thing about California?
Well, I actually live 2 hours from where they shot the OC.
Oh, I love it.
Sophie, so good.
What about Janie? Janie, when did you overcommit to a character?
Hi there, guys. So I was on a train headed down to Sydney. I had accidentally put a ring on my ring finger. And this couple sitting next to me was asking about my wedding and getting married. And I was, unfortunately, I kind of elaborated a story about being married in Paris and my partner.
And what did your partner at the time think about you making up that story?
Oh, I had no one. I was single. I was this random person sitting on a train talking to this random couple about getting married to no one.
Then
I looked down at my finger and I realized, oh, crap.
Got it, Janie.
It's not just a female thing, though. Anthony, you've really delved deep into character before, haven't you?
Far, far too deep. Far too deep.
What happened?
When I was 21, so a fair few years ago, I went to a star Christmas party dressed as Catwoman. And we're talking full Michelle Pfeiffer style, head to toe, lycra. It was snug. and black high heels, full makeup. And I only had one or two colleagues that actually knew that it was me. I won Best Dressed Female. When I went up on the stage to collect the prize, I actually grabbed the GM and licked him up the side of the face.
I don't know. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Excuse me with Ed Cavalier next to drive you home.
Absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun. We won't be giving anyone tickets to Taylor Swift and won't be seeing them overseas, but we'll still be having a good time.
Oh, we do what we can.
Did you Did you cry? Did it make you cry?
No, but I'm not Ed Cavalier who cries at the drop of a hat. He looks like a cyborg, but as just cries. Just
I'm
cries,
a specific
cry.
Crier. I'm a specific
What does that
crier.
Mean? It has to involve your child or?
Yeah, my wife or my child. That's those and Gilmore Girls. Those are the three things that set me off.
He cried at his wedding. His wedding was just him crying the whole time. You would have thought that he was being, you know, sentenced to life in prison or something. And his wife, who was stoic through the whole thing, Tiffany.
I don't know how I feel about you crying the whole way through your wedding.
I think that's sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Cav, I think that's sweet, brother. I do find it odd that Tiff didn't cry, though.
No, because she said she was treating it like a military operation. She was like, we just need to get this done.
She's focused.
That's not usually how you describe things you do by choice.
Yeah, but she has ninja focus, mate. So she's a seventh Dan. So there's no crying when you've got you're in the dojo. what I just was told, guys, that apparently, and Sasha, French producer, our producer, she told me that you rang her, Ed, when you were thinking about your wedding vows and you tried to talk her through what you were going to say in your wedding vows. Is that true?
Oh, my gosh.
That is true.
And she said she just told me that you cried the whole way through that, through the phone call.
Through the practice to Sash.
Yes.
When did the crying start?
Is there a certain trauma that we need to...
No, I was
Do we have to replace fluids at some point?
They were happy tears. And Husey, this is emotion shaming. Yeah, I've invented a term. We've got it. We're going to make $1 billion.
You know what? You're right. Absolutely.
You're emotion shaming, Husey. Yes.
You could go do some TED Talks about emotion shaming.
Yay.
It is
but you cry the whole way through.
Yeah.
Would you have cried, Ed, when you were 12 if your mother gave you a thermos as a birthday present?
Mm. Yeah.
Happy tears thing. Or...
No, not happy tears. I mean, I wouldn't be able to fill the thermos with the tears that I was crying in an unhappy way. What is that?
Is that what Ollie got?
Yeah, one of his presents he got for his birthday, and he loved it. And I'm getting nothing but looks
Carrie.
No, I'm happy. Will he take it to school?
It to school today. I made him pasta, and he was happy as Larry.
Yeah, she put 2 minute noodles in there. He'll be the king.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But that's things you just meant to buy your kids, right?
Like, yeah, but our kids get stuff too often now. Sometimes, as a kid, I had to wait for my birthday or Christmas to get things.
No one has to wait for anything anymore. She gave him stuff that she gets for free.
The rebadge.
A Space Talk watch, some Garnier Fructis shampoo.
Here you are, a
Wally Dali mug. Enjoy that one. It's one of a kind. Hey, Carrie.
Yes.
Carrie,
what about
our scoop the other day? Wasn't that a bit of fun when Tiff and I came on the project?
I know.
And hit Waleed between the eyes with the big rumour that he's on the Masked Singer. Mate, he went to water.
The new promo? The new promo is definitely Georgie Coghlan.
Oh, is that where we've shifted our focus?
Well, it's either both. They were both away very much over the same 3 week period. And Georgie, she sings all the time around the office. It is her voice.
What do you reckon, Husey?
She's the one-eyed monster.
Our show's coming up and we need to do a radio show. Stop guessing. Just stop it.
Speculating.
All right. Yeah, exactly. We will let Husey and Ed Cavalier take over.
You'll die the day we stop talking about it.
Exactly.
All right, we're back tomorrow.
And then Cav will cry.
Yeah. Have a great afternoon, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Take a deep breath and relax. There'll be another Carrie and Tommy catch-up podcast very soon. Rescue Sleep contains white chestnut, traditionally used to ease recurring and worrying thoughts that keep you awake at night. Choose Rescue Sleep. Use only as directed.